ready for your host. Here she goes.
Welcome to Diary of a Botox Bitch podcast.
Oh man, I can't get enough of your voice. Keep on talking.
Hi, it's Dr. Botox, Dr. Danielle Mark Collins, and I'm coming to you live from downtown Beverly Hills on the podcast that we call Diary of a Botox Bitch. They call me Dr. Botox because I've shot up more faces than LeBron James has shot three. I have recently relocated to Beverly Hills to launch my skincare brands, Dermaface MD, Aerospace MD, and coming very soon, La Dollar Skin, which is spelled with a dollar sign for the skin part. And that's my love letter to Los Angeles. It's baby blue and baby pink, and it encompasses the sunsets that we see here that are so beautiful. First of all, a little bit about me, and then I'm going to tell you about the news and the gossip and spilling the tea on the shows that I did, The Real Housewives of Ireland, also Celebrity Big Brother in the UK, which was filthy, by the way. I'm also going to do a segment on skincare and Botox and dermafiller, which we call Botox. And typically at the end, if I have time, I'll read a few lines from my book, which is also called Diary of a Botox Bitch. But today, before we start anything, I want to talk about the fact that Stellar Magazine in Ireland posted up a clip on their TikTok about, and you can see it on my TikTok account, Dr. Botox Danielle Mark Collins. They posted a clip stating that it was actually Andy Cole going, oh, we might do a Real Housewives of Ireland. Bitch, please, it's been done. It's my fucking show. We did it. We had one season. We had two seasons. We had three seasons. The head of the network moved to England, took me with him, and I did Celebrity Big Brother over there. And it's been done, and it's my show. It's always going to be my show. And who am I? I'm Dr. fucking Botox. That's who I am. So it's always been my show. It's always going to be my show. I have relocated to Beverly Hills. I do an awful lot of stand-up comedy. I've been doing stand-up comedy on and off. I probably started about 10 years ago. Then I dipped out of it. Then I dipped in again before the pandemic about 5 or 6 years ago. And I've been going really hard at it this year. And it's brilliant over here because no one knows who I am. Back in Ireland, I couldn't do it. It would be, you know, the expectation would be very high to be very good very quickly. And doing stand-up comedy is a journey. But now I am doing shows in the Comedy Store in Sunset, the Comedy Store in La Jolla, Ice House Pasadena. I'm in the Improv in January. You know, I do regular spots all over in the valley at the weekends. I jump up or whatever. I just want to say love Andy Cohen, by the way. And also on Friday, I was in Vegas because I had a meeting with the Jimmy Kimmel comedy venue there about doing a show there. And one of the producers of, an American reality TV producer. And I'm just having coffee with people and stuff and chit-chatting. Anyway, they snuck me in and I saw Andy Cohen in real life. And I got to say, we had, when we did our reunion, taped our reunions, we had the gangly arm lady, what's her name, Colette, wreck the head. Andy's like so, he's good looking. And I know you can't have a crush on a gay man, but like, I'm just saying. Very handsome. His hair is very well quaffed. Am I using the right word? He's delightful. He was able to handle all the questions because people were asking questions about the Bethany Frankel, the reality TV reckoning, and what did he make? And he did make a valid point to bring such joy to everybody. You know, I do think from the reality TV point of view, I wish I had residuals. Of course I did, because I did like all the Real Housewives of Ireland, Dublin Wives. I also did 50 Plastic Surgery Shockers, which is like the UK version of Botched. Or as I like to call it, 50 fucked up faces. Big Brother, we should get residuals. A lot of people have done shows like Big Brother and Love Island and then have come off and have no way of making a living and have been really in trouble. I've been very lucky. I had my teeth whitening clinics. I sold that. Yes, I am a DDS. I went to Irish Ivy League in Trinity. And then I also obviously sold my Botox clinics and I retired about 5 years ago and I came out here on an O-1B visa. I now have my full green card. So yeah, I mean, if I wanted to be, I would be like an Irish reality TV gun for hire, but like not the IRA, not the IRA. Although I am the great grannies of Michael Collins, who is arguably one of the most influential men in Irish history. And he was president of Ireland. And like many of the presidents here in America, he was also very bad at ducking, got himself all shut up. So I'm basically an Irish Kennedy. And like I said, I do a lot of stand-up comedy here. And someone asked me, would I do reality TV? Well, I've done Groundlings and I spent the last 3 or 4 or 5 years training in multicam sitcoms because I'd like to do, you know, live tapings. There isn't so much of those anymore. It's normally single cam now, half hour. And yeah, of course, wishful thinking to be on a sitcom for 6 or 7 seasons. Of course, amazing. The reason I started doing stand-up comedy is because obviously I have an accent. I can't do an American accent. If I do an American accent, I sound like a constipated coyote meets Barbara Streisand. I actually sound like that lady Stricken Strachan or Strutton Strachan. What's her name? On The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You know, the one from Texas. Y'all, she's like this. Oh my God, wreck the head. Absolutely insufferable. I just call her Hillbilly Hilda. I can't remember her name. But you know who I'm talking about. So yeah, basically I have an Irish accent, and I was kind of going to try and do an American accent. And a lot of my Aussie friends can do a great American accent because their jaw is set in the same way. So their masseter muscle is set in the same way. Some people get Botox in their masseter, by the way. But their masseter muscle is set in the same way. Irish people, it is hard to do an accent. It's the same when Americans try and do an Irish accent. It never works out very well. And then I thought to myself, do you know what? If they want an American actor, they can just get an American actor. I'm just going to be me because everyone else is taken. But I thought the best way then to be end up in a sitcom is to do stand-up comedy. And I got quite good at it and enjoyed it and leveled up. And I'm very hard working at it and I really like it. It's a challenge. So yeah, in an ideal world, I'd be in a sitcom. But it's funny, none of the sitcom producers are coming knocking the door. Obviously, we've had the WGA, the Writers Guild of America strike. That's now finished, but nothing's getting done. And we're in the middle of SAG-AFTRA and I am SAG eligible. So it's not a great time to be an actor. And we're in the middle of that strike still. And they may come to an agreement, but they're not going to do it now. They'll do it after the holidays, because if they do it now, they'll have to pay people through the holidays. So they're like, it's awful, these big streamers and everything that's going on. But there's nobody knocking on my door going, hey, will you read this script? I mean, there's nothing getting read anyway. But people will be knocking on the door going, you've now got your green card. Do you want to press a few buttons and blow up a couple of shows? I'm a very seasoned reality TV personality. And it's so funny. There's not that. Someone asked me, would I do The Circle? No interest. Would I do Big Brother? I did Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. No interest in ever doing that again. Horrible show, toxic. And also when we moved in, it was filthy. There was crumbs all over the floor. But I've been catching up on Selling Sunset. And again, I don't know about Selling Sunset. I don't know about the name. I think it should be called Hookers and Heels. There's another show actually called Buying Beverly Hills, which stars Maurizio, Kyle Richards' husband. And I know they're going through their troubles at the moment, but that's kind of a nice show. And somebody might be making a cameo on that. But also, I've been catching up on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's funny, I only watched it for the first time last year. I was back in Dublin for a couple of weeks and I watched it. And like I said, some of them are like just all of them. I wouldn't be friends with any of them, I don't think. Well, I like Kyle Richards and I like Kathy Hilton. I think she's a lady. Garcelle is nice, but nice does not TV ratings, you know, create. Sutton, Stricken, Strachan, Sutton, dumpster fire in a dumpster truck. Insufferable. Like, I just absolutely recoil. I just don't like her at all. And then there's the girl married to the older film producer who I don't know what her name is because she's so completely. So yeah, I feel like that show could do with a bit of a stir up, because obviously with no Lisa Rinna, no Rinna, no ratings. But again, I'm not here to do reality TV. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's so funny the way people, some people as well are also like, earn your stripes. And I'm like, yeah, but I want to be taken as a serious comic, you know? And they're like, well, you'll sell a lot of tickets if you do reality TV. Anyway, speaking of which, I'm going to talk about skincare in a moment, but I did want to just wrap up on the fact that we've made a load of TikToks and we are very adamant about the fact that Andy Cohen, this is the interesting thing. When we did The Real Housewives of Ireland, it's been done. Like, we did a lot of seasons. We got nominated for an Irish BAFTA, which is like an IFTA. It was my show. It was my fucking show. It's the Danielle show. It was always the Danielle show. It'll always be the Danielle show. Everyone's like, oh, who are you? I'll tell you who I am. I'm Dr. fucking Botox. It's my fucking show. So here's the deal. Andy Cohen, you can't do a remake because I now live in Beverly Hills. I'm not going to move back to Ireland because I have my skincare. I have Dermaface MD. I have also my other brand, which is Aerospace MD. I don't know if you can see that, guys. Lights here in the studio. Aerospace MD. And then I've got my new baby, which is Le Dollar Skin, which is, this is a cleanser. It's a kind of cheaper entry point. So this is Le Dollar Skin and it's, the lights are bright, but it's Calm Down Karen cleanser. So this will be entry point of about 42 euros. And then this is $199. And then this is 122. So the point being, I have my skincare. I have moved to Beverly Hills. I'm not going to move back to Ireland to do The Real Housewives of Ireland. It would also feel like a step in a direction that I've moved away from to, you know, I want to have skincare brands here because in America, there's 387 million people genetically modified to spend money and consume. And in Ireland, there's only like 4 million people. And so I'm very, very happy in Beverly Hills. I'm very much part of the community. I love West Hollywood as well. And I go back and forth between the two. Los Angeles, like, I was built for this fucking town. And even people who are like, I had my green card from like January, so I finally was able to then start doing comedy and really go for it seriously. And people are like, girl, we've been at this years, and just to see, I hustle. I know how to work the system. So here's the thing. I am very settled here. I have my skincare brands. I'm doing a lot of stand-up comedy in big venues, famous venues, world famous venues. And so, but no one's coming sending me scripts. That's because scripts aren't being made at the moment because of obviously the WGA is just settled and also SAG is still in the middle of their drama. But here's the thing. I didn't come here and be like, oh, I want to do reality TV. Saying that though, I was at BravoCon on Friday with a certain reality TV producer. And I was just there for a couple of hours because I was actually there to meet somebody pertaining to doing stand-up at the Jimmy Kimmel, doing a comedy show at the Jimmy Kimmel comedy venue. So I got snuck in the back, and it's funny because nobody knows me. They don't know that I've done The Real Housewives of Ireland, Dublin Wives, Southside Housewives, whatever the fuck they're calling it this week. They don't know that. They also don't know that I've done, you know, Celebrity Big Brother in the UK and other big shows. So it's very interesting to me. It was very interesting to see certain people. I saw Andy Cohen come on stage, and he's kind of beloved. Stricken Strack and Strutton Strack, and I saw her from a distance, fucking insufferable, but I knew I wouldn't like her. And it was just interesting. I had to hightail it back from Vegas to LA because I had shows at the weekend all over town, but it was just really interesting to go there. And there was also one other girl, she's got a weird name, Tama, I don't know, anyway, it's on my TikTok. She was like commenting on Dublin and making negative comments. Good luck, I will go for you. So we've got a TikTok ready to go just to put her in her place and put some manners on her, because we all know that's what I'm very good at. I'm basically a reality TV gun for hire, I guess, now that I've got my green card. I'm like, not the IRA, not the IRA. I do feel like, it's funny, I was confused because when we did The Real Housewives of Dublin, we were kind of given the impression on season one that it was actually a licensee of The Real Housewives franchise in America. And it was only then when there was trouble and drama and we had to reshoot the whole opening sequence because there seemed to be drama about the gold dresses and the way we were dancing and everything else, they had said it was a ripoff. And then I remember questioning and going, like, what's the deal, guys? I thought this was part of Bravo. And they were like, yeah, no, not quite. And I was like, you guys have just swiped the idea. Is that what it is? And they were like, no, we're just... So I was like, you know, whatever. So I was always worried, and I still am worried. At least I was until today, because I thought Andy Cohen knew all about it. But obviously Andy Cohen was saying today, oh, we might do Real Housewives of Ireland. So obviously Andy has no clue that there was this whole other show that ran for, you know, three seasons. And then I went on to do Big Brother in the UK, and I presented the show 50 Plastic Surgery Shockers, which is the UK version of Botched, or as I like to call it, 50 Fucked Up Faces. So obviously Andy Cohen has no idea about this show. So we've made a lot of TikToks, and then I realised Andy doesn't even go on TikTok. But here's the thing, The Real Housewives of Ireland, Andy, it's been done. It's my fucking show. I'll tell you who I am. I'm Dr. Fucking Botox. It's my show. It's always been my show. It'll always be my show. It cannot go without me. I carried all the cast and all my supporting cast all seasons. It was my show. In fact, they're currently trying to sell it, I think, to Hey You Social. And then they were like, well, Danielle, you'll have to go on as Dr. Botox and do all the press and media. And I was like, please, I said, I carried the whole show anyway myself, single-handedly. So I don't know what that was about. Yeah, so that just came up today. So we've made a lot of TikToks, and hopefully someone will let Andy know that there is and has been one. So, and there's not going to be another one without me, because I'm not moving back to Ireland. I live in Beverly Hills now. They were still talking about me in all the interviews. It's my show. So now we're going to go into a quick segment called Botox, which is where I talk about different skincare products. So I have my Aerospace MD Oxygenating Moisturizing Serum, and that is best placed over the hyaluronic acid. And everybody always asks me about hyaluronic. This is topical hyaluronic, and it was very difficult to formulate one that would be great enough to pass through the skin barrier, because it's always the challenge is, if you're getting it injected, it's injected and the needle will pass in and it'll deliver big, fat, chunky molecules of hyaluronic into the dermis, into the epidermis, because obviously it delivers it via the needle. But when you don't have a needle system and it's just been put on topically, you have wet skin and then you tap it on, and then you want to, after you put the tap the hyaluronic acid on, you want to seal it in with the moisturizer, Aerospace MD Advanced Detoxifying Oxygenating Moisturizer, or perhaps stem cell cream or a face and neck and body cream. But also, the thing is with this, you have to have it so that it's a combination and a blend, that it's a medium weight and a heavy weight, but also that it'll pass through the skin barrier. So I tend to pair it with a fatty acid lipotail. This is all Leaping Bunny certified, cruelty-free, made in California. I have shared a little bit of how I end up doing this. I had some skin cancers. I actually have a little patch here. I'm waiting for biopsy results. I had a biopsy done on Thursday. I hope everything's okay. Oh, I get so much anxiety about it. Still didn't ever plan to formulate skin, but when it came down to it, I had to fix my own skin barrier. So it was a case of doctor, clinician, heal thyself. And that happened about 6 years ago in Ireland. And then when I came to America, I had a Mohs surgery here in my medial canthus, and it was done in Cedars-Sinai. And then I had to again heal my skin. And when I was doing it the second time around in California, I realized I had access to great labs, great products. And so I thought, you know what, I actually could pull this off and actually do a skincare range. So then my real little baby is called Le Dollar Skin. I don't know if you can see this because the studio lights are pretty, it's hard to... it's not going to be picked up, but this is called a dollar skin, and it's on the website, so you can go to dermafacemd.com or aerospacemd.com or Le Dollar Skin, which is LADOLLA skin. In the branding, the S is actually a dollar sign. This is my love letter to Los Angeles. It's baby pink and blue for some of the products, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous cleanser for people who have, it's called Calm Down Karen Cleanser. So it's for irritated skin. And everything is formulated by me. Everything is formulated by me. Everything, every single name has been determined by me. Every formulation, every bit of branding, every bit of the design, everything. Like, I do everything. So although the Aerospace MD is $199, this will come in at about $28 to $42 for the La Dollar Skin. But again, the same, it's made in the same lab. It's overseen by me. It's La Dollar Skin collab with me, but obviously I own La Dollar Skin. So this is all me, all my years of expertise. And the idea is that you can mix and match. So you could buy this for your daughter while you're buying something else for yourself. The idea that you have one skincare range that caters for all ages is incorrect. This is definitely for the millennials, the 18 to 24. And then Dermaface MD and Aerospace MD is for, you know, kind of skin 30 plus. I mean, anyone can use it, obviously, but certainly there's a lot of, for example, in the triple peptide eye cream, there's a lot of oligopeptides, and it's very heavily weighted with a lot of anti-aging products as well. That is the portion on skincare. And there was just one other little thing I was going to mention, which is very cute. Naturium, which is a brand here in LA, and I like to support local brands. These girls are very, very sweet. They had an event last Friday and they gave me some free product to try. And this is beautiful. I had a lovely bath and it's the Glow Center Multi-Oil Body Wash. And it's actually delicious. Smells fabulous. Just beautiful product and just the whole vibe as well. It's kind of cool. They just had some great, great products to give away. And obviously, they had avocado toast, which is my favorite food in the whole world. So I was definitely there for that. They gave me a lot of different things. But the other product that I thought was kind of cool, the reason I talk about this is we don't have a Dermaface body wash or an Aerospace MD body wash. And I won't do makeup, but this is the other product, which is great. It's PhytoGlow. But also, I just thought the packaging is fabulous. You know, they have a little box that's cute. But this is, again, also, this is the Naturium. So it's the PhytoGlow lip balm. I like a good lip balm. So it's just, the colors are all very, it's the coffee society. And I love coffee. Everyone knows me in the mornings. I drink coffee alone. Someone goes, I want to meet you for coffee. Like, no, I have coffee on my own. I have breakfast on my own. Even if I meet people for brunch, I'll have always had breakfast on my own. I always have breakfast on my own every morning. I always have avocado toast. I always have coffee. I have orange juice or grapefruit juice. And it's all fresh, 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 fresh. I have to be in peace in the morning. Everyone goes, oh, you're not a morning person. That's not true. I'm such a morning person. In fact, I'm such a morning person, I want to be left alone the entire morning. So this PhytoGlow lip balm is fabulous. And it's the coffee. So I even like the top of the vessel. It's kind of cute in and out. And so it just goes on very smooth like this. Oh, it's fabulous. I really, really like that. So that is actually the latte. So anything coffee is like, it's definitely my vibe. So that's the Naturium. And again, it's, I don't do lip balms. I'll do an SPF lip balm at some stage, and I don't do body wash oils. So I tend to not do products that are in competition, obviously, with my own, because I do believe that my skincare is the best, and it's what I use on my own skin, and I have pretty good skin. And my skin wasn't always great. I feel like my skin, I had to use Effudex, and it got quite badly damaged at one stage, and there was a lot of fixing that I had to do, which is why I formulated all these hyaluronic acid serums in the first place. So now we're going to come to the part of the show where I'm going to just see if I can read a little bit from my book, Diary of a Botox. I also just wanted to say as well, in terms of the topical hyaluronic, it's really important to make sure that you pat it onto wet skin, because you want it to be, and then you seal it with moisturizer. That's super important, because you want to actually make sure that the product is fully absorbed by the skin. So I'm going to read from, we're on chapter 2 of my book, Diary of a Botox Bitch, which comes out in January. And we were talking about beforehand the fact that we were at a conference in Monte Carlo. And actually, you can see in the recent TikToks that we've posted of the Real Housewives of Dublin, Real Housewives of Ireland, which has already been done, Andy Cohen just saying, and it's my fucking show. You can see in that a lot of the different clips of me in a helicopter transfer flying into Monte Carlo and all the rest of it. So we started off last night, we were talking about, and actually I got quite choked up because actually I kind of forgot about this. Sometimes you write a book and you have the draft and then you don't look at certain chapters for a while because, you know, they're kind of completed. And we were talking about, or rather I was talking about the fact of when I was in the anti-aging conference in Monaco, and when Fred Brandt, who is the Baron of Botox, amazing doctor in New York and Miami, huge practice, and he passed away in 2015 through suicide. And it kind of caught me off guard at the time. I remember being very upset. And then also, because he was the guy who had the biggest Allergan account, he was like the GOAT Dr. Botox. And I was reminiscing about it last night when I was reading this, and I hadn't read the book in a while, and it kind of caught me off guard and I was a little bit choked. But I will pick up from where we left, and I had said, I'd finish off with the fact that I was saying he was a real gentleman, a kind soul, and absolutely adored by everyone, and may he rest in peace. I then want to go on in the book and read the next little bit, which says, we had only two nights left in Monaco, and since the last night had been spent with the best Botox buddy, Ben, holding my hair extensions, I had been a bit unwell from all the champagne that we had took, because I don't drink alcohol, and whenever I drink alcohol, I end up pucahontas. So we decided to make most of our last 48 hours in Hitsas Cafe, which is super cool, and it isn't crawling with hookers like a lot of the places in Monte Carlo. There's a lot of sex workers and... like whatever, same as everywhere else. So we arrived at Sass Cafe and I was wearing a Diane von Fürstenberg number from Selfridges. I'd lost about 2 pounds after throwing up my guts for the 4 hours the previous evening, so I was feeling fabulous. I was so ill, I can't drink champagne at all. I just don't like it. I was in a really sick. And like I said, I accidentally ended up drinking the Bucks, because I didn't realise it was alcoholic. But remember, there's always a silver lining, so I lost the 4 pounds. Sass Cafe is full of what you might call the idle rich in Monaco. Every bottle of champagne arrives with big fat sparklers in the bucket to resemble the big fat wallets of the clientele, I presume. There was a rather handsome, dark-haired older man who was giving me the eyes, and he was wasting no time in sending over a magnum of champagne. I was still so hungover that all I wanted was Fanta, orange and Diet Coke. The man introduced himself as Samuel, and my female colleagues, most of whom were married, wasted no time in starting into the champagne. I did what I normally do in any... old guy sends over champagne. I thanked him and informed him that if I wanted to drink the champagne, I would in fact purchase it myself. My friend Isabel helpfully told me that at $3,000 a bottle, I'd need to be doing a certain amount of Botox to buy myself that. Anyway, Samuel turned out to be charming and we danced all night. Fast forward the following evening when we were all having dinner. And when I say all, I mean all my colleagues came along. All of Sam and all his entourage, and I had spent quite a bit of time with Samuel, but I still kept saying no rush, no rush, as I had zero intention of being in any way intimate with him or giving a kiss goodnight or anything else like that. And I had just met him as well. Anyway, this was our last night before Heliair Monaco would take us back to Nice Airport to return home. The joke was that I was the only unmarried one at the dinner, and I kept saying no rush, no rush. I'm still great pals with Samuel, and we both have each other's numbers saved in our phones as no rush. Me because of the tongue-in-cheek banter we had, and him probably so that his wife in Dubai didn't clatter him, because I'm pretty sure he was married. Which is also the reason why I didn't want to get involved. In fact, Samuel was so keen to rush that the following week he booked a flight to Dublin to visit me for the weekend after the time I'd spent in Monte Carlo. But on the day he was due to fly, there was that infamous volcanic ash cloud descended over Europe, bringing the continent to a standstill. Samuel concluded, "Even God, he say... no rush." So that concludes chapter 2. Chapter 3 is Ryanair flight F4, fuck right off. And we will do that at the end of the next episode of Diary of a Botox Bitch. And I am Dr. Botox, Dr. Danielle Moore Collins. Who am I? I'm Dr. fucking Botox. Who's the star of The Real Housewives of Ireland? Me. It's my show. Andy Cohen. You can't make it without me. I'm not moving back, and I'm not leaving Beverly Hills to go back over there. And film again, and it's my show. It's always going to be my show. It's always been my show, and forever it will be my show. That's it for me, guys. Thank you as always, and if you have any questions, pop them in TikTok and we'll answer them in the next episode. Okay, thanks, good night, and take care. Bye.
I know it's exactly what you've been waiting for, so let's do this.
Welcome to the segment we call Bo Talks. Let's talk all things Botox, filler and skincare.